BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday, a day after a big Bronco win.
Is it to Williams? And he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
Touchdown, Broncos! We beat the Saints.
I know, but that's not saying a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's a win. And it's on the road.
So that they didn't have their quarterback. They didn't have another guy. Like,
well, I'm just saying, Jamie. 4-3.
Yeah.
I mean, we started out, what, 0-2? And now we're 4-3. Man, you got to celebrate. Woo!
Okay.
I watched the game last night. I got to tell you, that Bozo, he's not very good.
He wasn't?
No.
No, he was missing wide open receivers.
Jamie, he was terrible.
He was.
Yeah, he was terrible. If it hadn't been for our running back who can run the ball like crazy and our defense that didn't let them score, we would have been in trouble last night. Our quarterback, that Bozo guy, is not very good.
He did not look good. No.
By the way, Jamie gave him the Bozo name, not me. Okay? But he's playing
the
Bozo.
Wait, you called him something else. What did you call him?
Bo Blows fits this boy. You love the guy. I know you love the guy. You've got all the trading cards.
A believer.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good.
He sucked.
But if you look at John Elway and Peyton Manning, they sucked their rookie year, too.
Oh, my God.
It just happens.
This is what we're going to do every time he sucks.
No. We're going to move on. We're not going to do that. We're going to play. We're going to give away Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Let's see. What else was? Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah.
Remember that Amber Alert we got?
A few days ago.
Wednesday night.
Yep. Yeah, fake. they found, oh, okay.
Fake.
Oh, well, because they had updated and said the person had been found.
Yeah, the person was the guy who called it in. It was fake.
Oh.
There was no kid ever in the car.
Really?
Yeah, he got his vehicle stolen, and he told them there was a kid in there, so they would put priority on finding his vehicle.
Because it's been stolen before, and I guess the first time they stole it, they just didn't have any sense of urgency.
Yeah. Think about that
I've
for a minute.
I've never heard of anybody doing that in my life.
Jacked up?
I mean, I've heard of people pulling the fire alarm so they get out of school, but this is jacked up.
Yeah.
When I heard this yesterday,
oh, my God.
I had the same reaction you did. I'm like, I literally got out of my recliner, which...
which that takes a lot.
I paced around the room going, who in the world would do something like this that claimed that there's a kid in the car that is in peril, life-threatening, to tell the cops, just so you can get your beloved vehicle back?
So he even used, like, the pictures he used were from a couple years ago.
Who was the kid?
His cousin?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Here's the story.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
It's crazy.
It is shocking. Yeah.
When I came in this morning, I said, Spadillo, you got to find this story for me, because if this is true, we all got it. Remember? On Wednesday night, our alarms went off. What time was it? Like 10?
I think it was like 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was 10. 9.
I was at the Avs game.
Yeah,
because
it was at 9.
I shared it. And then I thought, oh, great. I'm sharing something at 10:30. BJ's going to be like, were you still up at 10:30?
Dad's going to be mad.
You get to bed, girl. I don't care if they find that kid or not.
Right?
You get to bed. No, I would not do that. I love children. But what a schmuck.
Oh, my God.
I never
this
heard
this. This is the lowest of the low.
This guy under the gym. Here's the story.
Okay. Daniel Reyes reported his truck missing last night. Police say he came up with an elaborate story saying his 13-year-old niece was visiting from California and was in the truck when it was stolen. He reported that to police. They issued an Amber Alert until a family called the cops saying the girl in the photo was not that man's niece and was, in fact, at home sleeping. Reyes admitted to police he made it up because when his truck had been stolen or broken into in the past, the police would take too long to respond or would tell him to file a report online. Now he's charged with a felony attempt to influence a public servant.
Wait, so it wasn't even his niece? It was he just had a random picture of somebody?
Yeah, somebody else.
Can you imagine looking and you see your kid is missing? You're like, wait, and you go in their bedroom, you're like, nope, not missing, it's sleeping.
Spadil, what did you find out they charged him with?
Well, she said in there, a felony attempt to influence a public servant, and the penalty for that is 2 to 6 years in prison and a $500,000 fine.
Wow.
You know, and I'm really mad at this guy, because I remember having feelings about this, about, you know, oh my God, concern and sadness.
I hate it.
Yeah, I did too.
When I get one of these with a kid that they're looking for, I literally, it affects me.
Me too.
Because I've got a kid, he's 6 years old, lying there next to me at 9 o'clock at night, you know, and all of a sudden I look at my phone and there's a kid out there in a truck somewhere with some thief, bad guy, you know?
Yeah, right. That's, and I just remember like, oh no, I hope, I got to share this right now because I want them to find, oh, I'm mad at him.
I can't believe it.
What a turd.
I'm mad at this guy because he caused Jamie to text me. I normally am asleep. Throw him in prison forever. He needed to buy sleep schedule.
Yeah, right.
Is that the craziest thing
ever? That's the first. That is for sure the first.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This guy, I mean, in your right mind, he had to be drunk or he had to be something on something.
I mean,
had to be.
I mean, we can't say had to be. Maybe allegedly he was.
Maybe.
Remember, you have to say like allegedly.
I wonder if
it's
he
like
had
a thing.
Yeah, I wonder if he had this in his head already. Like the last time his truck got stolen, because he said it happened before, that he said to himself, you know what? Next time my truck gets stolen, because they don't really look for those, I'm gonna use some kid in the car.
I don't see how you just come up with that on the spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this guy in his back pocket, he already had it in his head. Uh-huh. Boom, I'm gonna use this.
That is nuts.
He probably should have Googled how long he's spending in prison if you do use this.
I mean, or just take out your battery every night, you know?
I mean, yeah. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He's not gonna be driving that truck for about 5 to 6 years.
Oh,
he's
going to
be in the big house with P. Diddy.
Oh, what?
I don't know where he's going.
Oh, my God. I would have gone with the subway guy.
We'll take a break. Sorry about that.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie, I don't know what to tell you.
What?
They're all over the place with the rain. I don't know if you're going to get your golf in. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
You know what? It's weird because, the same people, it's Fox, that are saying on TV that there's like this chance, big chance of rain or whatever. Their app is saying the exact opposite. Yeah. They're saying 15% chance.
Which, exactly. Yeah. The highest I get to is like 35% at like 8 o'clock
p.m.
tonight.
And that's the pinpoint app. Uh-huh.
I haven't said this to you yet, but I've made a promise to myself, okay? That leading into this winter, which, you know, a lot of weather happens in the winter here in Colorado, that I'm not going to be a meteorologist anymore on the radio. I've decided that I'm just going to read it as it is and give you like, their prediction is this, their prediction is this. BJ has no clue, okay?
Is it because I told you you're like that commercial?
Yes.
Don't be like your parents?
Huh. Yes. Yes. I'm done with the weather, okay? I get chastised for it. Jamie does it. You guys do it. And I'm sick and tired. Okay? You guys do it on text data at 51059. And you know what? I'm sick of you.
Well, it's
and,
just...
And so therefore, I'm not going to put myself out there anymore. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not. And I got to own it.
Well, and even the meteorologists, I mean, we're sitting here telling you that Fox 31 is saying one thing on television and the app is saying another thing. Right. It's like, you can't win.
It could rain in the next 10 minutes for all I know. You playing golf today?
I am playing golf today.
You know, if it doesn't rain, 60 degrees is great on the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, and it says, what does that say? Scattered, see, that one says 40%. But yet the phone app says... Because Carson and I both have it, and it doesn't say any rain until 8 p.m.
Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the desktop, it says 40% chance.
So you're
Who
on
knows?
Your own, folks.
You know what? I don't care. I'll golf in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, as long as your clubs don't get wet. If you get really wet, I don't like it then, but, you know, a little bit of rain, drizzle, whatever, won't
fine.
Hurt you at all.
It's
all right,
fine.
Coldplay tickets at 8 o'clock. I was going to mention this Whitlock family, but we're going to take a break and come back, and then we'll get into the Whitlock. Guy Whitlock, the guy that is in Copenhagen, in the hospital.
Matlock. I was
sorry.
Like, who's Whitlock?
What did I say?
You said Whitlock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was like, here's my head. Who's Whitlock?
I know. I think we're all trying to process.
I wrote down Whitlock.
See, that's that lead water that you're drinking. I told you, bottled water only.
Where did I get that from?
I don't know.
I'm even looking at the page.
Do you want to tell them about the first grade math?
Oh,
So last night, Frog comes home with homework. And every week, we have to make sure it's finished by Friday morning, right? That's mm-hmm. when you turn it in at school. And so last night, I was left with the homework duty because my wife had pottery, okay?
Wait, how does it, what is it?
Pottery. Listen, gotta make another saucer. Got it.
Hey, she's gonna be making you guys some money soon, all right?
So yeah. I'm in charge. And we only have one page left, and it's pumpkin carving, okay? And you got to write it out, do a plan and all this for the first grade. Man, it seemed like a lot to me. But so we do it and we lay it out and I failed miserably. I didn't read the directions. Oh. I just assumed that you just put down, bought a pumpkin, carved it out, put a light in it and boom, jack-o'-lantern. That was it. But I guess inside the packet, there were key words that you had to use.
And you didn't know that?
I didn't use one of them. So we get it done. We're ready for bed. Blah, blah, blah. My wife comes home and boo. They had to erase everything and start all over again.
See? And so
he
earlier
goes, hey,
today.
Dad, you would fail the first grade. You're not very smart, Dad.
Oh, my God. But see, I told you earlier, I'm worried about you and like something cognitive isn't quite right. And I think it's lead water because you drink tap.
I can't even get past the first grade.
And the Whitlocks don't know what you're talking about.
All right, this guy, Whitlock. Guy, Matlock. All right, we'll give you the details. We'll give you the update next.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, quickly here, I'll explain the Guy Matlock thing, and then we'll, you know, you can go to our fan page if you want to on Facebook for the GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's pinned to the top. It's BJ and Jamie on Facebook. Or you can go to GoFundMe and just look up Guy Matlock.
All right. This is a local story. The guy is from right here, Inglewood, I think it is, right?
Yep.
He is from Inglewood. He and his wife decided to go on a cruise to celebrate their wedding. All right. So they go on a cruise.
Yeah.
He gets sick. And they're in Copenhagen, somewhere in that area, when he gets sick. And then it's just
the
pneumonia.
Flu. Yeah, he just had like the flu. That's what they thought.
Flu, pneumonia, whatever.
Yeah, and then it all of a sudden turned real bad.
Yeah, and then it went to sepsis, which is very life-threatening. So the guy ends up with, you know, a condition that I mean, it's dire. It really is. And even affecting his brain. He's currently in the hospital in Copenhagen. They're trying to get him back here to Craig Hospital here in Denver, Colorado. But they can't because it's not like you could put him on a commercial flight. They have to medevac him from Copenhagen to Denver. It's $150,000 to do it. So they set up a GoFundMe.
And they need cash up front. That's not like a pay per month plan. They won't, you know, charge them. They have to have the cash right ready to roll.
That's crazy, isn't though. It? You've got a life-threatening disease. You're in another country, and they won't take some type of a credit plan.
Yeah.
For $150,000. Who has $150,000 just lying around? I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, just typical
That's
person.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Few people can access that kind of money within, you
I
know, a few days.
I couldn't even get credit for it.
It's crazy.
Even if I applied my credit so bad, they'd be like, sorry, nope. You know?
Well, we've covered the story this week. And fortunately, the GoFundMe, I think when we started, it was around $60,000, $70,000.
$80,000.
It's now at $104,000.
Yeah, so
we're getting there.
Their goal is $150,000. I feel like Colorado can do this, right? You know?
Are you saying that he's gotten better? Or?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I've just been connecting with their family a lot because I just want this to work, you know. So I talked to Caitlin, who is his daughter-in-law, and she said yesterday or the day before yesterday that they tried to set him up a little bit. It didn't go exactly perfect, but at least he got up a little bit, and then they put him back down. He is following them with his eyes.
Wow.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So, and then she's been in touch with Craig Hospital because, you know, usually there's a wait at Craig. So she's been in touch with them. So
Little things that you're talking about, that just tells you how bad this guy is.
Well, yeah.
The condition he's in.
I was thinking it was great news.
I'm just saying, he got to a point where it was touch and go there for a while. And still might be for all I know. I have no idea. But we do know that they can get him back here and they're willing to do it. But you got to have $150,000 to do it.
I'm a little shocked that this cruise ship hasn't stepped in a little bit. I know they can't probably because then they'd have to do it for everybody. But it seems like Like, you know, don't you see like the Coast Guard pulling people off that are deathly ill off the cruise ship and stuff?
Even like just do something under the table. Be like, you know, do it quietly here. Like, we'll pay for that. Just don't
let the press know.
I don't think you do it quietly. Yeah, you just do it.
Yeah. And they want the press for it too.
Well, but to Jamie's point, then they're going to have to do it for everyone that gets sick on a cruise ship and stuff.
Well, this one's far more than just getting sick on a cruise ship. This guy is like really in bad shape. So, and it's making world news. So it's a good gesture for this cruise company to step forward and do something. Most people that get sick on a cruise doesn't make world news.
Right.
This is a big deal. Okay. So they need to get this guy to the U.S. If you can go to our Facebook fan page, we have the link there for GoFundMe. $104,000 right now. Man, another $40,000, $46,000, boom, it's possible.
Somebody said, you also have to realize how difficult it is to get these medvacs to fly to other countries. There's a lot of red tape. I can imagine. I know it's a lot of political crap.
You're right.
Yeah.
I have no idea. All right, again, it's on our Facebook page, the fan page of BJ and Jamie. You'll find it at the top. It's pinned right there. If you can help out the Matlock family, we'd really appreciate it. We'll get to tablet trash. Next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Aww. Oh, look at this picture.
What? Who is that?
Jay Cutler.
It's a bad picture.
Oh, Jay Cutler. Oh, he was a great quarterback for the Denver Broncos, man. Played at Vanderbilt in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, why do you have a picture? Are you in love with him or something?
Well, no, because he's in jail.
Oh.
Whoa. Jay Cutler's hit the pokey?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. What did he do? Oh, no. Jay, our quarterback is in jail?
Jay Cutler's in jail. You might know him as, if you don't watch football, he's also the ex-husband of Kristen Cavallari. They had a show together for a little while, and he didn't really do anything but go, I just want another farm animal.
He just moped around the house, literally, like just a slug.
I know.
Why is he in jail?
He was arrested for DUI and three other offenses, including a gun possession.
Oh.
The other crimes were failure to exercise due care, violation of implied consent law, and possession of a handgun while under the influence.
So he was drunk, got out of the car, wouldn't take the test, wouldn't do the old walk, you know, the old walk of shame.
Yeah.
None of that. And he had a gun.
Yeah, while drunk.
Jay.
He sounds like a Tennessee boy, doesn't he?
Yeah. In Tennessee, most of that stuff's legal, I think.
Yeah, so that's where he got pulled over.
Or Jay Cutler.
In Tennessee. Man. Because that's where they live. And
you know that Kristen girl, she's laughing this morning. That Cavallari, what is that her name?
Yeah, Cavallari. Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, you know that she's just sticking to him.
What is going on?
I do think that.
You do?
I think that she's real happy about
it. I don't. I think when you have kids, you're like mortified for your children.
I mean, that's her father, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this woman cares.
Well, she's that one that, remember she said that, Kanye isn't Kanye. He has a clone.
She's a nut job.
And she dated the whatever boys.
Montana boys. Mark from Montana boys.
The fact that you know his name is
Mark from
scaring
the Montana boys.
Yeah. I just know him as these goofy boys. He knows their names. Who else is on it? Mark and who? Oh, lies.
I just know Mark.
Lies. He knows them all.
Well, this sucks for Jay.
Yeah, it does. He was bailed out of $5,000. So, man, there's a lot of people that are getting DUIs that can really afford drivers.
Yeah.
You know?
Stupid.
Yeah, he can.
I mean, I did bitch about having to pay $200 to go to Bar Bingo to our boss. He didn't care because it was that's how much my Uber was back and forth and with a tip and stuff. I'm smart enough to get an Uber. Why aren't they smart? And they have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be nothing for them.
Was this like late last night or early this morning?
Yeah, late
happened?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So that's the latest on that guy. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. There was where did I do with all my stuff? Stand by. It's here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. I wasn't ready. I was just getting breaking news. Because I bet you haven't heard that yet, have you? Mm-mm. You hear it here first.
You got good sources.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Called National Public Radio. All right. This is also another DUI case, which is Patrick Mahomes Sr. I feel bad, like I said earlier this morning, is because Patrick Mahomes was hoping that this would finally go away. But unfortunately, TMZ has the actual body cam from back on February 3rd of his dad getting pulled over by police. And how he goes on and on about how, basically, if they arrest him, his son is going to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like this audio.
Well, there's 15 more minutes of it that we didn't play.
I like the piece that we have here from what Spadella has told us about what else is on the audio. I like it because here's a guy that gets pulled over drunk, okay? But he gives the police options.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, now you can take me to jail. You can buck me, throw me under the damn jail if you want to, but my son's going to lose the Super Bowl. So if you've got money on the Kansas City Chiefs, I wouldn't take me to jail.
Exactly.
Like his options.
All right, so here he is.
I'll let you do what you got to do, but, you know, dude, this is crazy. My son's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, and I'm doing interviews 5 or 6 a day, and then now this gonna be on the news, which is gonna him, and it's probably him up. He probably won't win the Super Bowl, but that's fine. If that's what y'all want to do, that's good. What you mean you're not telling anybody? It's gonna be on the news as soon as I get in there.
But if that's what you guys want to do, you're doing your job. I get it. I mean, what a nice drunk.
I know.
He's a good drunk.
He wasn't combative, but yet I do like that he slipped that his son, who his son was.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say, like, do you know who my son is? As he's like, well, I guess we're going to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pulling out all the stops.
If you guys have gone out and bought yourself Kansas City Chiefs gear, this is going to screw it up, boys.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. Oh, my God. The Shaw's of Sunset. I know you guys don't know who that is, but Shaw's of Sunset used to be on Bravo. It was a pretty good show. I liked it a lot. Unfortunately, Ryan Seacrest produced it and created it. Anyway, there's a guy named Mike, and he ruined it for everybody because he was charged with domestic abuse. So therefore, Bravo dropped it. This was a couple of years ago. But once again, just now, the video's coming out.
Of
Mike in the domestic
abuse?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so I don't think that shows, because everybody was kind of hoping for a reboot.
Yeah.
But now with this coming out, no way.
Yeah.
Another reboot is, oh my God, wait, hold on. The puffy sleeves guy. That guy. It's going to come out again. That movie.
Puffy sleeves.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Yeah, that's all I could do.
Wait, what? What's his name? Help me. Come on. What's his name? We all love the movie. It's really quirky. His brother like tries to be a football player, even though he's not a football player. And he's real dorky. Go to the prom. You know, he talks like that.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes!
Oh.
Boom! Yeah!
The puppy sleeves was throwing me off. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
But like once you said that, eat your food, Tina. Eat your dinner.
Anyway,
I don't know how I picked that up.
Sorry. I remembered it from yesterday. I wanted to tell you guys, but then I forgot the guy's name. Maybe I have lead poisoning.
Oh, gosh, freaking idiot.
Freaking idiot. Yeah, so anyway, they're going to do a reboot, but I don't know how it's going to play. I mean, all these guys are older now.
I know. I saw the picture of them in a diner, and I was like, I don't know how this is going to fly.
So this has all become a rumor because they were at like Waffle House.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, and they were all, the whole cast was there at Waffle House, and the guy that was serving them listened to him and heard them say that they were talking about a reboot, and now he went to TMZ and he's like, dude, these guys were all at Waffle House and they're gonna do a reboot.
Jamie, we just bragged about your sources. And now your sources is a waiter over at Waffle House.
Yes.
All right, We're done.
It's an inside source right there.
Right? All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.